This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering. We're talking about do-it-yourself dog food. Make your dog food with your crock pot, what ingredients to use. And now we're talking about bone meal and calcium. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, if you're going to feed your dog strictly at home, you have to use some sort of calcium. Now, you can buy like a powdered bone meal, and you can add a little bit of that to each meal. And you can read on the bottle. It tells you how much for the weight of your dog. Now, I make something called, it's called Healthy Powder. There's a vet, and he's written many, many books. His name is Dr. Pitkerin. It's P-I-T-C-A-I-R-N. He has many books, and I'll just give the quick recipe on that. And this has got bone meal in it, so I add like a scoop to her food every day, once a day, and I make sure she has her calcium. It's 2 cups of nutritional brewer's yeast, 1 cup of lecithin, like what Dr. Sheely talks about, 1/4 cup of kelp powder, K-E-L-P, kelp, and 4 tablespoons of bone meal powder, and then 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And then I just mix it all up and I put it in a Tupperware container, Rubbermaid container. And then she's a larger dog, so I give her about 1.5 tablespoons a day. For her size. If you got a little dog, it's only like 1 or 2 teaspoons, if that. And that has the bone meal, but you can also get your calcium if you rinse your eggshells and then you dry them in the oven, and then you can powder them really, really, really good, and you can add them to their dog food, and you'll get calcium that way too. But I wanted to mention that. Vince, there's a couple other books. Now, like I said, there's a lot of recipes online, so you don't necessarily have to buy the books. I would just make maybe 8 or 10 copies, and then you can substitute. Like, let's say the recipe gives you a meat. Well, if you don't have chicken, then use tuna. If you don't have, tuna, use ground beef. And if it gives you, like, a percentage weight, like 2 cups of vegetables, well, then use whatever vegetables you have. If you have carrots, use carrots. If you have squash, use that. I mean, you just really want to get enough meat. They have to have enough protein. And I would also be careful with giving them a lot of fat, especially if they're older or overweight, because that can bother them too. It can add weight, but it also can be hard for some of them to digest. So with her, now that she's older, I take a lot of the fat out. I leave some in for her, but Vince, I add things like cod liver oil. Sometimes if I've got cottage cheese, if worst comes to worst, my grandma, she grew up on a farm. She was born in the late 1800s, and she never bought dog food her whole life. They just ate whatever my grandma had. Like if she had a beef roast or a chicken, she would add like the chicken and like whatever vegetables. Sometimes she put like 1/2 piece of bread in there. She never bought dog food. So if things got real dire and you couldn't get dog food, you just have to kind of keep that in mind. You just want to give them enough to sustain them, but try to keep it in the right proportions. But, there's all kinds of things that you can add you know, to the food. I mean, you know, you can add apples or fruit. They love that, you know, peaches or whatever is in is season. A lot of times if I have too much of it, I just chop it up for her. And you just want to watch the weight. You know, if you're not feeding enough, you need to add more. But if they start to gain weight, then you might need to cut back because it is a different amount than what you would feed with the dry food. You do typically feed more with homemade food than you do with the dry food.
Yeah, and one thing that you want to be cautious of with dogs is onions and garlic. So you don't want to feed. You don't want to season the dog food as if you're seasoning it for yourself. So I would avoid onions and garlic because onions could be toxic to dogs. Is that what you found, Kathy?
Oh yeah, yeah. No grapes, onions, and garlic. And mm-hmm. You know, I don't add any herbs. I mean, no seasoning. Now I sometimes do, like if I've got. For my garden, I'll throw in a couple sprigs of parsley or cilantro or something, just because that's healthy. That's not going to hurt them. But I don't go in the cupboard and season them with, you know, like a chicken blend seasoning or something. I don't do that. The dogs like it pretty bland. But, you know, I know it's a little more work. It's just something to tuck in the back of your mind. If you're a little bit afraid, just start out real small. I was afraid for a while. I put it off for a few years with my other dog, and I wish I would have done it sooner. Now there's more information. When I first started looking, that was like almost right when the internet kind of got out, and there really wasn't a lot of information. But it's healthier for them. It can sometimes be more costly. I try to buy in bulk when I can. I buy like the great big bags of carrots from Sam's or Costco, or if I see some vegetables on sale or in the markdown and they look decent, they just had too many, I'll buy four or five bags of those and then that's what she gets. So she's, you know, I've never, except for her leg where she tore her ligament, I've never had to take her to the vet. She's never been sick. So I think that might be a testament too, and I avoid a lot of the pharmaceutical things that they recommend too, Vince.
But we do as well.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, we do as well. Class fipronil, liquid that you put right at the behind the dog's head on their shoulders, we have found that will destroy the dog's ability to operate their rear legs. And it's true. So I would suggest that you pick the fleas and ticks off with a flea comb and pick the ticks off as soon as you see them, rather than use those chemicals that kill the dog's ability to move. No question about it. It damages their nerve system. Absolutely does. Kathy, I've got a couple hundred items on this list. I wanted to go through it quickly. Tips,
okay, then.
Tips, we'll call it tips from the trades. So, pots and pans, Revereware is, in my opinion, the best value. The vintage ones from the 1960s and 70s are heavier than the newer ones. The lids have rolled edges instead of non-rolled edges. So if you look at the edges, they're rolled so that you're less likely to cut you. It was another manufacturing step that they did when companies cared about their customers and their products. So the rolled edges on the lids are better. They were heavier. The Revere pots and pans were heavier in the 60s and 70s than they were after the 70s. Dog's water bowl, and our shepherds like to swim in the kitchen dog water bowl. and it's not big enough, but they put their face in it and they shake it around and the water goes everywhere. So we have a baker's tray. It's always probably about 24 inches long, 18 inches deep, and we put that under the water bowl. We put a dish towel under the bowl, And actually, we replaced the bowl with a bucket, and you can get these buckets. They're roughly a gallon and a half. They're frosting buckets from the Chinese factory outlet. And if you have a large dog that can drink from a taller bucket, they're less likely to get water all over the floor. We have a wooden kitchen floor. So it's something that we pay attention to, and we don't want water all over the floor. You can get a bunch of those, maybe eight of them or so, for 99 cents at the Chinese factory outlet. You go to the bakery department, say, y'all have those buckets? Can you save me some with the lids? And they'll say, sure. As a matter of fact, we have some right now. They'll put a 99 cent price on them, and you can go through the checkout with your used but washed out buckets that they use for food in the process of baking and decorating cakes and those kinds of things at the bakery department, the Chinese factory outlet. Toilet paper. There's no doubt about it that the best value in toilet paper is the single-ply 1,000-sheet rolls. You can buy it by the case. It was about 60 cents a roll. It's probably more expensive now. But what you can do is write the date on the inside of a roll when you start it and find out how fast you go through a roll. Typically, one roll will last two people about a week. So that means 52 rolls a year, or a 50 roll case would last about a year for two people. So that's the burn rate. Having friends visit your family now is a bad idea. Will they bring everything they need, the towels, the clothes, the food? What will they bring with them? And when they do bring their suitcase, what's the first thing they do with it? Well, they put it on the bed. Where has that suitcase been? It's been in the trunk of a car. Maybe it's been to a motel. Maybe it's been in an airport. Maybe it's been in the belly of the plane with other suitcases. You don't know where it's been, but it goes on your bed. So think about that when you have friends over. Has it been in a taxi? Has it been on in somebody's, one of those driving services that brings people from point A to point B? You don't know where it's been. Lighters or matches. Now, people are worried about or concerned about starting fires for beneficial purposes in the future. So having a lighter, a Bic type lighter, well, that's a pressurized, it's a gas pressurized, butane pressurized, in a plastic container with a striker and a valve. Well, it can leak out. But matches don't leak out. So if you just buy matches, those book matches, the simple cardboard flip open book matches with the striker on the other side, you can put them in a used clean spaghetti sauce jar and they'll last 100 years or more, okay, depending on how often you open it. So book matches, they used to be free at the supermarkets, they're no longer free, but you can still buy them. But they're getting harder and harder to find because shipping is a problem because they're flammable. So there's surcharges for shipping. But I suggest you get some and put them in a jar. Don't leave them in the paper-wrapped box that they come in. Propane torch, you might want to consider getting one for starting fires. So if we have a fire that's difficult to start in our wood stove, conditions aren't right, maybe it's raining, and we need to start the fire, propane torch, great way to go. Absolutely great way to go. But don't waste the fuel. Use it judiciously. And if you have copper plumbing or you need to thaw out plumbing, a little propane torch is something you ought to consider. Candles. A lot of people have candles for emergency lighting. That's a fire hazard. And so are kerosene lamps. They work well, but a pet, like TJ, when he was here, his tail could easily knock one off the kitchen table. We'll be back with some more tips.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Another thing that you should consider, in my opinion, is a bread machine. And I was looking on eBay a few minutes ago, and they have all these brands I've never heard of. I've never heard of these brands. And so they're obviously they're Chinese-manufactured bread machines. I don't know what to say about them because I've never seen one. But the old vintage ones work really, really well. Don't leave them plugged in because a surge can take out the computer that controls it. And if you buy a vintage one, you can buy it at Goodwill or a place like that, a secondhand shop. Make sure that everything is there, the paddles. Make sure that the pan is there, and make sure that the Teflon is not scuffed, because if you have to buy paddles or a pan, it's going to be difficult. I mentioned candles. A lot of people have candles. You know, candles were used for a very long time, but they're a fire hazard. And kerosene lamps, if they get knocked over, they can have a fire spread very, very quickly. So while it works as an emergency lighting system, you're way better off with a 12-volt LED lighting strip. And what we did at the farm was I built some picture rail that's about 12 inches below the ceiling. I took some 1x12 shelving, 8 feet long, and I ripped it down into 1x1 strips, and I attached the 12-volt lighting strip to that facing upward toward the ceiling, hooked it up with 16-gauge wire and a common AC wall switch connected to a battery, and it will last probably a month. on one charge, you know, assuming that the battery doesn't self-discharge, just sitting there. So if that didn't happen, you could probably get an evening's worth of electricity every evening for about a month on a single charge on a group 27 or group 31 car battery. Digital thermometers, they're great to have, but they typically use an LR41 small button cell battery. Those batteries are available for about 10 of them for less than $10. Typically, you should be able to get them for maybe $6 shipped for 10 of them. Now, do you have spare disk type batteries or cells for your electronic key fob? Typically, they're a CR20, 2025, or a CR2031. About 10 of them on eBay, same price, shipped about $6. Your car won't work without one or two of them, okay, unless you use the mechanical key. But if you have an ignition system that is remote, just push the button, you need the batteries for the key fob. Do you have a cordless phone, you know, a landline that has a walkabout type phone? Well, if you open that up, if you have an AT&T type, you can get the replacement battery for that for about $3 a piece. You might want to get a few of them and keep them cool and dry. Maybe four of them for $10 or so on eBay shipped. Look at the part number on the battery. It will tell you the part number. Then search on that part number and you'll find them. And if you see them with a milliampere hour rating, MAH rating, the larger that number is, the more capacity that little battery has to store electricity. The bigger that number, the better, assuming that they're not lying to you and overrating them. Engine oil. You know, I think the minimum that people should have would be a case of engine oil. You know, 6 quarts or 2 5-gallon jugs is just a good start. The best universal engine oil to have for air-cooled lawnmowers, riding tractors, gas or propane generators, in my opinion, is diesel engine oil. DELO, D-E-L-O, or Delvac are two brand names. So those are two that we like. We used to like Rotella. We don't like it so much anymore. It doesn't seem to be as good as it used to be. So diesel engine oil, 15W40, and get enough for at least an oil change for your vehicle. But new vehicles require 0W20 or 520, and they have these very complex valving systems that control the valve timing. If you use the wrong engine oil in those engines, you'll have problems with your engine running properly. So what I'm talking about with 15W40 would be older engines, classic car engines, 2000 model year, maybe up to 2004 and older than that, and single cylinder engines that are in lawnmowers and generators and so forth. Those rototillers, they work fine on 15W40 diesel engine oil, even if they're gasoline engines. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States. who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
In every county I visited, I heard stories of high grocery costs, skyrocketing fuel prices, shortages of basic necessities like infant formula. I heard stories of families that have been ripped apart by deadly drugs like fentanyl.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
NASA's 45-year-old spacecraft Voyager 1, now on an interstellar mission, continues to talk with Earth and take commands. But some of the data it's sending back could no way be happening aboard the spacecraft. The issue has not put the craft in safe mode, and as the saying goes, if it works. Voyager 1 is currently 14.5 billion miles from Earth. The CDC reported a Massachusetts man has a rare case of monkeypox. Monkeypox is typically limited to Africa, but a small number of confirmed or suspected cases has been reported this month in the United Kingdom, Portugal, and Spain. The man traveled to Canada at the end of April to meet friends and returned in early May. The statement said he used private transportation and he is in good condition at a Massachusetts hospital. A bill being written in Missouri would protect doctors that prescribe medications President Trump touted as useful against COVID-19. Some political opponents of Trump politicized the drugs that could have been used to save more lives.
A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and I'm going very quickly through a list of items that you should probably consider as times are getting worse. There's no question in my mind we are experiencing controlled demolition of the United States of America from within. And one of the items on this list is plastic or metal gasoline storage cans. A generator will use between 0.5 to 1 gallon of gasoline per hour. These gas cans are, whether they're plastic or metal, are color-coded. Red is for gasoline. Red is for gasoline. Yellow is for diesel. Blue is typically for drinking water. Sometimes blue is for kerosene. But don't mix anything in the ones that you use for water. I mean, don't put gasoline in the blue cans that you plan on using for drinking water. Gerber makes a power frame knife, roughly a little bit over 3 inches long, and they used to sell them for $10 a piece on eBay used. And if you get one of them, that's what I carry. It has a metal clip. I keep it in my blue jeans pants pocket with the clip on the outside. So I always have one with me. It will wear out your blue jeans after a while. There'll be a wear mark where you insert this paraframe knife. And it's kind of a skeleton knife. I have the one with the serrated edge. They have them with and without the serrated edge. Serrated edge is great. So if you ever have to cut a seatbelt and to get out of a vehicle in an emergency, that's a great way of doing it. By the way, for seatbelts, I can't stand how the seatbelt gets tighter. Pretty soon you are glued to the rear of the seat in your vehicle. What I do, and don't do this, but what I do is I take 3 wooden clothespins and I adjust the seatbelt so that I have a little bit of room, a small amount of room to move, and I use those 3 clothespins, you need 3 of them, to hold the seatbelt in the non-continuous retracting mode. Okay, so that goes about where my left shoulder is. That's where I put these 3 clothespins, but don't do it. Manual can opener. What if the electricity fails and you want to have something to eat? How are you going to open a can if you only have an electric can opener? I mean, you can use a hammer and a chisel or a hammer and a screwdriver. That's really not the best way. But Swing-A-Way makes the world's best can openers. They will last a lifetime. Plastic bottles. So if you have soda or you have juices, you can use those, you know, like a cranberry juice type bottle. You can reuse those to store water. And what you can do is fill them about 90% full, squeeze them a little bit to displace some of the water because water expands when it freezes, put the cap on it, put it in your freezer. And if you have extra room in your freezer to do this, it will give you some drinking water in an emergency when it thaws out. And it will also provide the mass, the cold mass, in your refrigerator or in your freezer to keep the compressor from cycling, wearing out faster. You might want to get some distilled water. That's right. Well, yeah, distilled water for your batteries, for your 12-volt automotive batteries. That's what you have to use. Don't use tap water. Let me say it a different way. Don't use tap water in your topping off the batteries in your vehicles. You need to use distilled water. Tap water will destroy them. Vinegar. You ought to keep at least a couple gallons of vinegar around, and you can use the white vinegar, which is distilled vinegar, and use that for cleaning respiratory devices like nebulizer cups, etc. Works great. And so you ought to have vinegar around for cleaning and disinfecting purposes. What about an outdoor grill with propane? Okay, well, if you have one of those, the ones with the steel grill tops will rust through. Okay, so you want one that's a cast aluminum top. Even the ones that are porcelainized seem to rust. But the aluminum ones, we have one of those. It's an aluminum cooking surround. So the bottom part of the grill is aluminum, cast aluminum top. Hinge lid is aluminum. It's been going for 25 years. We had to replace the burner, which is stainless steel. And so for maybe $30, we replaced that, and it's still going strong. Spare propane tanks. Well, they're great to have. But if you buy the ones that you exchange, you only get 75% of the propane at most in them. So the amount of propane that they hold is not the amount that you get. If you go have it refilled at a refilling station, you will pay less for the refill than you will for the swap out at the exchange station. The exchange station shorts you about 25% of the fuel that would normally be in it. So keep that in mind. An exchange is not equal to having your tank refilled. I mentioned a spare well pump, control box, etc. The torque arresters. you might want to get a spare well pump if you have one, and the connectors that you heat shrink on with a propane torch so that you can replace your own well pump, because you may not be able to find someone who has a replacement pump. The store may not have one, and the well pump guy with the truck may not have one either. Kathy, any comments on the things I've said?
No, Vince, makes sense. It's just all being prepared. I totally agree. And I do like your thoughts about, like, the propane. We have a big refilling station about 15 miles from us. But, Vince, why are they allowed to get away from giving you less propane in them tanks when they're supposed to be full?
Yeah, well, they don't say we fill them up. They just say you can exchange them. Yeah, it's like the accountants. They're everywhere. They're cheating us at every turn.
Yeah.
Spare propane tanks. Now, you may want to own a spare propane tank. And so we went to Menards, and we, you know, we had one that was old, and you can give them your old one, and they'll give you a new one. Well, the new one leaks. So you turn on the valve to use it, and it leaks. Now, what do you do with that? What do you do with a propane tank that leaks? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring it back to Menards and say, this leaks. What do you want to do about it? And they'll probably panic, and they'll want to give us a new one. So that's a problem. So the only time that we would go to an exchange rather than have ours refilled is when we have one that needs to be rebuilt. You know, something is wrong with our tank. They'll be glad to take it, and they'll rebuild them, because they rebuild them anyway. I spray paint them, and they make them look like they're better than they really are. But, and don't let the guy pick the tank. So if you see one, if you're going to do an exchange, you see one that's really nice, and he gives you the first one that's easiest to grab, you go, I'd rather have that one over there. Would that be okay with you? Okay, soap. Now, soap bars used to be 5 ounces, and then the accountants got in the mix, and then they're 4 ounces. Now they're 3.2 ounces for many of them. Well, so you can get Dial soap at Sam's Club or at the dollar-type stores for about 50 cents a bar. But read the label, because the dollar stores have them at 3.2 ounces, and Sam's Club has them at around, a little heavier than that. So at least they used to. So check the weight, because the new improved soaps are the fun size. You know, they're getting smaller and smaller. Be careful, but you should get extra soap because of hygiene concerns. That, I think, is going to be a big problem. And if you get Dial, I would avoid the yellow Dial Gold, because it has dye in it, and it will turn your white towels tan. Only where it contacts them. So the middle part of your towels, your white towels, will become tan. It's happened to Kathy, and it's happened to us. So it's not just me. Okay, it'll do it to you, too. Triple antibiotic cream for wounds. You ought to get some of that. Benadryl for bee stings and colds. Activated charcoal in capsules for poisonous spider bites. It makes a great poultice. So if you get a poisonous spider bite, immediately add some clean water to this charcoal that comes in these gelatin capsules that you can get at the Chinese factory outlet, and you can make like a thick mixture of it, spread it over the bite, and I've done it, and it works. But don't believe me. Don't believe a word I say. I've done it. I've taken pictures of it, and it pulls out the toxins, and your bite will be, you'll be in good shape. At least I think you will, because I've done it. I've been bitten by a recluse spider. I did exactly that. I didn't have the Chinese factory outlet package of charcoal, activated charcoal. So what I did was I took charcoal from my water filter, and I used I used my Gerber knife, and I cleaned it off, and I scraped some of the charcoal from the water filter into a little pile in a plate, and I mixed it with some water and took that same knife, spread it around on the spider bite, put a Band-Aid over it, and I was good to go. And so leave it on overnight and then replace it in the morning and see if that red area that from the spider bite is now normal-looking skin. But don't believe a word I say. hydrogen peroxide for cleaning wounds, toothbrushes, and cleaning dental picks, and for cleaning after you remove splinters. Nail clippers. So one of the things that I use for removing splinters, I use a dental pick. Not a cheap, junky Chinese one that, you know, is blunt. I use an American dental quality. I bought one used probably 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It's the kind a dentist would use. And I use that for pulling out splinters. I also use nail clippers, clean the nail clippers. And if you get one that has a really sharp, where the cutters of the nail clippers come together, if you look at them, if they're not overlapped, if they actually meet in the center, you can use those to gently pull out splinters. And you want to pull the splinters out in the same way they went in, same angle. And they usually come out right away, easily. Now, if you wait, I'll get it later, they seem to go deeper. They seem to penetrate the skin more, so get them out right away. 10X magnifying loop for removing splinters and finding ticks. I have one. I have actually a couple of them. One that you hold with your hand, and it has a cover that slides over the lenses. I also have one. It's an eye loop, a 14X eye loop, and I can, you know, you kind of squint a little bit, and it's held in place by the skin around your eye. Your muscles kind of hold it in place, and then you don't need to hold it with a hand. That works great. You ought to consider probiotics. I take them every day. You can get them at Sam's Club. You can get them every most big box stores will sell probiotics. Iodine for wounds. You can get that at a farm supply store. You know, 16-ounce bottle. You ought to have that on hand. Keep it cool and dark. Pulse oximeter. I have one of those, or actually two of those, about $16 on eBay. Get some spare AAA cells for your pulse oximeter and other instruments that use AAA, like the remote for your television, because you can't really change the settings on your television without a remote anymore. Ziploc food storage bags. Now, they have sandwich type, and they have freezer bags. Freezer bags are a different material than the sandwich bags. And so if you're going to freeze, you need the freezer bags because they won't contaminate your food as much as the plain old sandwich bags put in the freezer. You can make your own hamburger patties. That's what we do. We take ground beef. We take about a quarter pound of it, small amount, flatten it, about 15 sandwich bags in the freezer lock. I'm sorry, in the freezer type sandwich bag will fit in a 1 gallon bag. I like them. It works great.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're going through the list of things you ought to consider as things get worse. So if you make your own hamburger patties, you can get the large tub of chopped meat, ground beef, and you can spoon out about 1/4 pound into a Ziploc-type baggie and flatten it out in the bag. And it doesn't have to be perfect, just contiguous. And flatten it out. I like it like the way McDonald's would make theirs. I don't eat their food, or I don't eat what they sell. Maybe I should say it that way. I like the thickness of their patties. And you can flatten them out in the bag. You can take about, maybe 15 sandwich bags of flattened out beef, and that'll fit in a gallon size Ziploc bag. Put it in the freezer, and you'll have patties at much, much better quality and much lower cost. You ought to consider a knife sharpening stone. A twin grit is great, and this would be like a grit block that is two different grits, one on each side, and you can get those on eBay. I use it regularly. 12-volt battery charger. My favorite brand is Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X. They're the most expensive, but they are the most durable, the longest-lasting. Schumacher is okay. You need a 6 to 10-amp battery charger for most applications. Expect to spend maybe $75 for one. Make sure it's a brand name, because the non-brand names don't last very long. If you're cooking bacon, what I do is I cook the bacon and boil it in water. Okay, that dissolves the nitrates and the nitrites. And then the second step is I then put that, I discard the water. I actually throw it in the driveway. And I don't put it down the drain because it'll ruin the septic system. Then I fry the bacon in a cast iron skillet with a bacon press. Let's see. You ought to consider a blood pressure cuff. Get one and have that, because you may not be able, you may have to do some of your own ditch medicine, right? Spare house key. So if you have a house key and you're down to one, you ought to get some spares made. because it's inexpensive to have a key duplicated. It's really expensive to have a locksmith come or maybe change your locks. And if you buy locks, lock sets for the exterior of home, you can buy them all keyed alike. You can get as many as a dozen of them, all keyed alike. They're probably going to be Chinese, not great, but they'll last several years if you don't, if you keep them lubricated. Wasp spray. That's something that you might want to keep in your car. You never know when you're going to be attacked. Now, whatever you do, don't spray wasp spray in someone's face if you're being attacked because it can blind them. Don't do that. Okay? Coffee. If you drink it, you ought to get it in steel cans. Steel cans on all sides, that will last the longest. I know that Cain's brand, C-A-I-N-S brand in steel cans, I don't think they make it anymore. It will keep years if kept cool and dry at a stable temperature. Battery-powered radio. People recommend you get a radio for emergency purposes. Well, you already have one. If you have a car, you have a car radio, and it probably has an AM and an FM tuner in it. So you probably don't need to buy a portable radio for emergencies, you know, one that is battery-powered, because you probably have one. Kathy, any comments so far?
You know, Vince, I really like all your ideas. I have a lot of what you said. I'd like to mention something before we get off the air. I listened to the news, and when they said that the baby formula, Biden was trying to get the supplies from overseas. And that might help, I'm sure, but we don't even know the quality of those ingredients, especially if they're from China. And when I had my first son, it was 1983, and back then I was told not to nurse my children because it wasn't healthy for them, and I ignored them. I didn't know any other moms at the time that were nursing, and that just shows you the bad advice that our government has given us from all these years. And I would encourage moms to try it. It's not that hard. Just think of supply and demand. You know, make sure you eat enough, you drink enough. And just keep trying it. Sometimes it takes a while. And try to find a good friend or an older woman that's done it and to help you. So it's better for the children, in my opinion. But I wanted to get that in there, Vince, because these poor babies, I just hope that they don't end up getting sick from this.
Well, they are getting sick from it. We are roughly 55% out of stock in baby formula right now in most locations across the country. It is very serious. And the current regime is saying, boy, had we been mind readers, we would have been able to do something about this. Are they kidding? They are the ones who shut down Abbott Labs. They're the ones who shut them down. And they're acting like they didn't know anything about it. It's ridiculous. These guys, class, you cannot depend on them. You cannot depend on anything they say or anything they say they're going to do. You really can't. You are in charge of you and your family. Circle your wagons, protect your family, work together. And if you have neighbors who will work with you or of like mind, which is really unlikely, you should consider working with them. But very few people are like those of us here at USA Prepares. Seriously, class, the national reading average is grade 5.3. There's no way that people who are reading on the fifth grade reading level can possibly understand today's complex society. I should say a different way. High school students are reading on the fifth grade level.
Jay was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.